Thank you and good afternoon. A traffic stop conducted by a sheriff's deputy on Highway 299 Sunday night resulted in the arrest of a driver and the recovery of a stolen computer. The deputy pulled over a Toyota pickup that was required to have commercial plates, but instead had a license plate registered to a 1999 Ford pickup. The license plate had a 2015 registration sticker, but that particular plate's registration had expired in 2011, and the deputy pulled over the vehicle. The driver, 37-year-old Bo McClung, Clung of Eureka, was on probation for possession of stolen property, and he was arrested and booked after the deputy searched the truck and found a stolen laptop. The laptop had been reported stolen from a residence in Eureka several months ago. The sheriff's office is searching for a vandal who caused more than $1,000 worth of damage by vandalizing two churches in McKinleyville Saturday night. Two motorists called 911 to report seeing an adult white male spray painting the exterior walls of the New Hope Church of God on Sutter Road. The vandalism read, "Zero down, zero, and down on walls" in red spray paint. Further investigation led to the discovery of additional vandalism at the Abundant Life Center, which is directly across the street from the church. The suspect was wearing all black clothing and riding a bike, and deputies and CHP officers searched the area but found no one matching the description. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Arcata Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating an at-risk missing person. 55-year-old Arcata resident Randy Markin was last seen at his residence in the early morning hours on Friday, although an acquaintance believes he saw Markin on Friday afternoon. Markin, who is a diabetic, left his house without his wallet or his cell phone. He was last seen wearing a tie-dyed shirt, a long leather jacket, and jeans. Markin is an adult white male, 6'3", 230 pounds, with gray hair and brown eyes, who wears glasses. Markin also uses an electric wheelchair, although he does not have the chair with him. Officers searched an area around Markin's residence, but he was not located. Anyone with information about Markin is asked to contact Arcata Police. He told police he wanted to turn his life around and do the right thing. And that's why after robbing a gas station with a BB gun early Saturday morning, 23-year-old Kyle Warren Abbott returned to the store, returned the bulk of money he stole, and surrendered himself to the police. Abbott walked into the gas station store, brandished a black BB gun, and demanded money from the clerk, who turned over an undisclosed amount of cash, and Abbott fled with the money and two bottles of beer. Just after 9 o'clock Saturday morning, the manager of the store called 911 to report that Abbott was back on the scene attempting to return the money. When police arrived, they arrested him. Abbott told police he had tossed the BB gun into a grassy area at California and West where it was recovered. Abbott, who told police he had planned on using the stolen money to flee the area and start over somewhere new, was booked into county jail for robbery and a violation of probation. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are two races for city council seats in the city of Eureka, and we had the chance to speak with all four candidates. Chet Albin, who was appointed to the council in December of last year, is running against Natalie Arroyo for the Ward 5 seat, and he talked about the transportation issues in Eureka.
The big problem we have here, and we hear it over and over and over, is that we do not have the transportation facilities here, either coming up 101 because of the bottleneck down by Richardson Grove, or train traffic into the city, or you name it. We have transportation problems.
Albin also talked about making use of Eureka's waterfront and the challenges of making that happen.
We have a new community development director on board now who is reaching out to the Coastal Commission and Baykeepers and those folks to try to find ways that we can come to happy mediums and get these things done, because it is absolutely critical for the city of Eureka. Again, back to finances. We have to find ways to get revenue into Eureka or we're going to be in financial trouble.
You can hear our entire interview with Chet Albin, as well as the other candidates, by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.